For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll, like, go somewhere someday, make, like, a correction and issue a, like, apology, do some, like, blacksmithing and celebrate, like, World Health Day, like. Listener Michael sent a Facebook message the other day asking me to play Someday Somewhere by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra because he's trying to figure out if Red Nichols is playing on a different record and wants to compare that one to this. Now, I have trouble enough recognizing Irving Kaufman and Tom Stax on recordings, let alone the fine nuances between musicians, but here's Someday Somewhere.
Thank you.
We started the show with a request from listener Michael for Someday, Somewhere, We'll Meet Again by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra. That acoustic Harmony 78 with Irving Kaufman singing the vocal refrain was made July 18, 1928, just a couple of months before Ben Sullivan recorded it electrically under his own name for Columbia. Someday, Somewhere was written by Erno Rappé and Lou Pollock. For the next two records, we split Someday and Somewhere and heard Someday, performed by the Frivolity Club Orchestra, led by Jack Denny with vocal trio of the Bonnie Laddies. That Vocalion 78 was recorded in December of 1926, and there was another Frivolity Club Orchestra, which was led by Tom Timothy and recorded for Edison. The Bonnie Laddies also sang with Harry Archer and Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks. And we finished up with Somewhere. That was Bert Ambrose and the Mayfair Hotel Dance Orchestra as the Mayfair Orchestra, recording in London on November 13, 1928. Somewhere was written by Arthur Wimperis and Edward Konecki. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. So, like the other day, the Rapidly Rotating Records page on Facebook, like, surpassed 200 likes. And I want to, like, express my thanks to all of our Facebook friends. I sincerely appreciate the support, and if you like the show and are on Facebook but haven't liked the page, won't you please consider doing so? Just do a search in Facebook for Rapidly Rotating Records. As Annette Hanshaw is gonna sing, I think you'll like it.
Like we are all sat there for you to have explained. We could do a duet, dear, if you could only sing. Romeo, you, and Juliet, me. Tiny boy, come climb upon my balcony. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. Where Shakespeare ends, that's where we start in. Cut the words and get to where the deeds begin. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. The way we girls are dressed, the lonely had four more on. You act like I was a Joan of Arc with her armor on. A big boy like you, a cutie like me. Honey, here's your chance to make some history. Come on, hun, I think you'll like it. Thank you. Honey, here's your chance to make some history. Come on, hon, I think you'll like it.
You don't like it, no, you don't like it, not
Thank you. let 'em squeeze a little, tease a little more, like your favors you do. And there's another little thing I like, another little thing I like. You know what to do when the doing is necessary. Just a gentle temperamental playboy with nothing to do. Gentle temperamental with nothing to do. Just a little different than anyone I ever knew.
Everything you do is swell. What you do so well.
You, yes, a little, no, a little. That's what I like about you.
The Boswell sisters, Connie Helvetia, better known as Vet, and Martha from an unissued Victor 78 made in Hollywood on July 20, 1930, their first recording session since their first record had been made in New Orleans 5 years earlier. The Boswells were accompanied there by violinist Jackie Taylor and his orchestra and were preceded by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with As I Like It, written by Benny Moten and Thamon Hayes, who played trombone in the band. That OK recording was made in Kansas City around May 14, 1925. Before Benny Moten, it was Milton Watson with Paul Ash and his orchestra with You Don't Like It, Not Much, from June 8, 1927. Ned Miller, Art Kahn, and Chester Cohn wrote You Don't Like It, Not Much. And we started off that likable set with Annette Hanshaw, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Patsy Young, on I Think You'll Like It. I Think You'll Like It was written by Richard Whiting and George Marion Jr. and is from the picture Sweetie, which starred Helen Kane, who Annette was trying to sound like there.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
A couple of weeks ago, in connection with George Olson's birthday, I played I'm So Alone with the Crowd, sung by George's wife Ethel, whose last name, spelled S-H-U-T-T-A, I mispronounced as Shutta, when in fact, as was pointed out by sharp-eared listener Sam in Corpus Christi, Texas, it's pronounced Shute. I've always been told if you're not positive of how a name is pronounced, take your best guess and at least sound like you know what you're talking about. Well, Ethel's is certainly not the first name I've butchered on the show and probably won't be the last, but I appreciate the correction, Sam. I can't, however, help thinking of the 1940 W.C. Fields picture The Bank Dick, where Fields plays Egbert Souse, Suzette, accent grave over the E. Ethel's probably angry at me for mangling her name, but I apologize. So, what do you say, Ethel? Let's make up, okay?
Thank you. love again. Let's wake up the old love again. Let's take our pride, cast it aside. What did we gain, dear? Nothing but pain, dear. Let's forgive whatever has passed, and we'll live a love that will last. Put your arms around me, make a brand new start. Let's make up, sweetheart.
His little froggy loo. Oomp, oomp, the buffalo snorts when his buffalo gal he courts. That's what the animals do when they want to say I love you. The gay hyena keeps calling to his leaping Lena, the lady kangaroo. Baa, baa, the little lamb bleats when his little bull sheep he meets. That's what the animals do when they want to say I love you.
Thank you. to mama died of love. Breakfast kisses by the bunch, sweet embraces for your lunch. You should try them on a diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight when you hear that bill of fare. A sweetness hug for dinner never hurt, and some pepper for dessert. You should try them on a diet of love.
Well, her birthday's not until December 1st, but since I messed up her name a couple of weeks ago, Ethel Chute got her own segment this week as an apology. From a Victor 78 made December 22nd, 1929, that was I'm on a Diet of Love, composed by Abel Baer with the words by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and featured in the William Fox musical movie tone all singing, all talking, all dancing film, Happy Days. Before that, Ethel was wondering what do the animals do when they want to say I love you. That Columbia 78, complete with animal sounds, was made January 12, 1934, just 12 days after the song was copyrighted. Al Gehring wrote the tune, and Al Silverman and Ben Burney wrote the words. And Ethel and I made up for my little gaffe with Let's Make Up, recorded July 11, 1933 by Columbia. George Olson had recorded Let's Make Up without Ethel for Victor a few years earlier on May 14, 1926. Let's Make Up was composed by Harry Albert, and the lyricist was Jack Golden, possibly the only song either of them wrote. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. This next segment is for my colleague, friend, and listener, Alan, who used to be a full-fledged, genuine professional blacksmith and still dabbles in forging iron with a hammer and anvil on occasion. Alan's kind of a jolly person, so here to start off this blacksmith set is the Jolly Blacksmith. Thank you.
blacksmith's chestnut tree, there was moss upon the ground, and...
The smith, a mighty name has he, the same as Jones and Brown.
Hey, Bill, we've got that thing all wrong.
Well, everything's different in the village now, Ernie.
Well, say, why not tell the folks right here how the blacksmith's acting queer?
Why, they think he's an honest bloke who bears a heavy yoke.
Oh, they would never know him now. Did he change, oh boy, and how?
He heard one morn an auto horn.
And things are different now. Underneath the chestnut tree the service station stands.
The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land.
Why, there's a cob on every minute
with a yokel riding in it.
He gets them coming, gets them going.
How his bankroll keeps on growing.
He used to go on Sunday just to hear the parson pray.
But he don't go to church no more, for that's his busy day.
Hey, 2 bits a pint he gets. Oh, gasoline and water.
Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.
Underneath the chestnut tree the service station stands.
The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land.
Why, he has 5 or 6 garages,
bigger diamonds than the Rajah.
And he, the devil, likes to revel.
Why can't he be on the level?
He used to love the children and would play with them each day.
But now he sells them lollipops and takes their dough away.
Hey, honk, honk, there goes the honk. He earns another dollar.
Village now.
Hey, Bill, no wonder the village blacksmith owns the village now. You know, he's a pretty smart fella. Do you remember the other day when we were at the service station, one of the town boys came up to him and said, "Say, Mr. Blacksmith, which nut on an automobile is the most important?"
And the blacksmith told him, didn't he, Ernie?
You bet.
He said the nut that holds the steering wheel is most important.
Underneath the chestnut tree the service station stands. The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land. On the fairgrounds he's a faker.
Fools the boys with his dice shaker.
Sells Doc Munion's cure for bunions.
He's no rube, he knows his onions.
He used to toy in the labor till the sweat rolled down his chin. But now he tips his neighbor on the horse that's going to win.
Hey, clang, clang, go the pearls upon his wife and daughter.
Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.
A mighty man now is he. He's busy as a big bumblebee, reshoeing horses for society. He swings and sings as the horses pass. He does because when he swings the anvil chorus, all the horses laugh. For just as every dog has his day, the smith is back again now to stay. And the muscles of his hands are as strong as rubber bands. And the village smithy stands by the tree. Since rubber went on priority, he ain't the kind of guy he used to be. And he's getting full of bull and vanity. I mean, he's seen with a horsey, 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 horsey step. Gosh knows his clothes ain't the kind you see in pictures. He's the horse's pet. Don't recognize his friends anymore. He's looser than he used to be before. And he's climbed, as you can guess, up the ladder of success. But he keeps the same address by the tree.
Venturing a little outside our usual 1920s and 30s parameters, which we'll do again in the next segment, that was Spike Jones and the City Slickers from a 1941 standard transcription disc with the Blacksmith Song. It was never issued commercially, but the Blacksmith Song is also a 1942 Soundies film. The Slickers made four Soundies, which were non-theatrical 16mm short films, made to be shown on a sort of video jukebox called a panorama. Panoramas were placed in restaurants and bars, and for a dime, projected the films on a square screen using a rear projection system. Before the City Slickers, it was the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones, the tenor, and Ernest Hare, the baritone, with the Village Blacksmith Owns the Village Now. That Victor 78 was recorded January 26, 1926, and is slightly different from the version they recorded under their own names for Columbia less than 2 weeks earlier. The Village Blacksmith Owns the Village Now was also recorded by the Six Jumping Jacks, Earl Oliver's Jazz Babies, and Arthur Fields, and was composed by Johnny Tucker with the lyric by Leslie Moore. Leslie Moore also wrote The Lunatic's Lullaby, recorded as a duet by Billy Murray and Monroe Silver. Johnny Tucker also composed Sleep Baby Sleep, which was recorded by Edwin J. McAnally, and on which recording McAnally yodels. That's available on a great CD of Edwin J. McAnally's entire recorded output and is available from Rivermont Records. We began that Blacksmith set with Theron Hale and his daughters Mamie Ruth Hale and Elizabeth Hale with the Jolly Blacksmith, fully one-fifth of their entire recorded output from a single session in Nashville, Tennessee on October 3, 1928. Old-time fiddle and banjo player Theron Hale was born in Pikeville, Tennessee in 1883, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry in the late 20s and early 30s, at the time called the WSM Barn Dance. He did make fiddle recordings apart from his daughters, both before and after this session.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Today, April 7th, is World Health Day, which marks the anniversary of the founding of the World Health Organization in 1948. Each year, the WHO promotes a global health concern as a theme for World Health Day, and this year that theme is controlling high blood pressure. You can read more about World Health Day and high blood pressure at the WHO's website, www.who.int. I didn't know until today that .int is a top-level domain. Anyway, here to celebrate World Health Day are some healthy songs, beginning with the young and healthy Dick Robertson.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. Young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me, what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. Say, I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too. Oh.
sir.
With your bookie and with your broker. No use crying, you've got the joker. Long as you've got your health.
There's something in that.
Though you haven't got the fare to Paris or to Berlin.
Be glad you've got a healthy pair of arms to hold your girl in.
Healthy's right.
So you can't buy the ring.
No.
Or a honeymoon to Jamaica. But as broke as you are, she'll take you. Long as you've got your health.
Here's a secret, my son, keep it under your sombrero. Life is never a bore if you have a more salud and dinero. Money is good, good to be wealthy, so is salud, Spanish for healthy. But the best is amor, for with love you're rich as Pharaoh. You're a gay caballero, here's to amor, salud and dinero.
Keeping a little outside our usual 1920s and 30s boundaries once again. From January 28, 1941, that was Elmo Tanner with Ted Weems and his orchestra and Salud, Dinero y Amor, which translates as health, wealth, and love, even though the lyric puts them in the order of amor, salud, and dinero. Salud, Dinero y Amor was written by Rodolfo Schiamarella and Al Stillman. Pianist and composer Rodolfo Schiamarella was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on October 8, 1902, and in the late 20s wrote a number of songs which were recorded in Buenos Aires by various soloists and bands known as Orquestas Típicas. Before Elmo Tanner was a group I knew nothing about before now, the Merry Macs, and As Long As You've Got Good Health, backed by Ray Noble and his orchestra in 1937. Very popular in the 1940s, the group started out in the mid-20s as brothers Judd, Joe, and Ted McMichael, calling themselves the McMichaels and singing harmony with their mother singing melody. In 1927, the brothers were hired by Joe Hames, who changed their name to the Personality Boys. But when melody singer Sherry McKay joined them in 1930, they became the Merry Macs. They landed a contract with Victor Records in 1932, were heard several times a week on NBC Radio, and in 1938 appeared in a Hollywood film. Joe died in 1944, but with personnel changes, the group continued on until 1964. We started off that healthy set with Dick Robertson and Joel Shaw and his orchestra and Young and Healthy from December 1, 1932. Young and Healthy was written by Harry Hostetter, who was a college friend of Hoagy Carmichael. With best wishes to you for Salud, Dinero y Amor, I'm the relatively healthy Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.